So, Kate, as we've all discussed, we're going to go do some really lovely future visioning. I know a lot of us are talking about how we want to manifest, and some things are just not quite happening. Well, this is a wonderful way of getting into that manifesting, getting into that feeling space of what you want, and that is to connect with your future self. And time is very, very relative. And everything is happening simultaneously. Everything along our entire lifespan is happening simultaneously. So we can connect with our future self. And even if you don't want to get into the physics, the quantum physics of that actually being a truth, you can just imagine it. Imagining it, when you're imagining something and getting into the feeling space of it, you're mind doesn't know whether it's imagination or whether it's real. It does not know the difference. It just knows the vibrational space, and that's what we're trying to do with this, is get into that vibrational space, that feeling of having what we want. And when we connect to our future self, we're getting into that vibrational space. We're making that connection with what we want, seeing it, down the river, knowing it's going to happen, and letting go of the oars. Enjoying the ride. Enjoying the ride. And it is amazing. I've literally seen as I've meditated doing this process, going, knowing that what I want is down there and letting go of the oars. And I've literally seen how that ribbon of time, that flow, that river literally folds over, and it happens even quicker than you think it's going to. And when you just let go, live in gratitude, enjoy the ride, knowing that it's going to happen. So we're going to connect with that knowing tonight in this meditation. So I invite you all to close your eyes. I do recommend that you have your palms up. Receiving mode, it definitely helps your positioning, because again, your chakras in the palms of your hands are pretty much your most sensitive. And that's where you're going to, when you really connect with yourself, you can really feel it start tingling there, or feeling like there's a weight there. Just take a nice, big, beautiful, deep breath in. Exhale. Another deep breath in. And exhale. Another big, deep, beautiful breath in. And exhale. What I'd like you to do is just picture there being a magnet, a pink magnet, right in your third eye. And this magnet right now is calling back any energy that you may have had scattered throughout the day, just calling back all of your own energy to you. Any energy that you may have been putting out at work or in traffic or anything, just let that easily and effortlessly come back into your body. And as you're continuing breathing, as you exhale, feel yourself releasing any energy that you may have taken on from others today. Anything that's not yours, anything that's not for your highest good, just feel as it easily releases from your body. And what I'd like you to do is picture at the base of your spine is a grounding cord going all the way into the center of the earth. And I want you to cut off this grounding cord and watch as an even bigger, thicker, longer grounding cord that's attached at the base of your spine, your root, goes all the way down through the chair you're sitting in, through the floor, going down into the ground, all the way down into Mother Earth, and going all the way down into the core of the earth, that fire. And I want you to feel the energy of that fire in the earth coming back up that grounding cord and coming in to the root of your spine and going up through your spine and going out through your entire central nervous system. Feel that flame, feel that warmth. Feel that energy penetrating your body, grounding you, pulling off that energy from Mother Earth, from Gaia. And as you're feeling your body radiating with this warmth, this incredible grounding energy, I'd like you to picture at the top of your head, about an inch above your head, is a spinning disc. And this disc is opening up like two French doors to the heavens. And then about a foot above your head is a beautiful golden white ball of light. And this light represents the universal energy, the divine energy, the God energy, all that is. And this light is forming above your head and raining down beautiful gossamer strands of light, coming down in through the top of your head, in through your crown chakra, filling up your entire body with this beautiful white and gold light. And as this light comes down and through the top of your head, you feel everything just relaxing a little bit more. And if any thoughts come into your body, just watch as they just put them in a balloon and let them float away. And it's okay to have thoughts coming in. It's natural during meditation. Just let the thoughts go into a balloon and let them float away. If they're important, they'll come back later. And just come back into the meditation. And let that light continue flowing down through the front of your face, the back of your head. And you feel all the muscles relaxing in your body. As that light continues down your throat and down your shoulders and your arms, going down through your elbows and your forearms. And you feel this light going out into the palms of your hands and into your fingertips, and just literally rays of light are shooting out from the ends of your fingertips. And this beautiful healing light, like a waterfall running down through the inside of your body, is now coming down your chest and your upper back and into your heart, going through all of your organs, down your mid-back, through your lungs, into your stomach, down through your lower back, into your intestines, in through your reproductive system, just calming everything in your body. It's just relaxing even more, feeling more at peace. And this white light is just cleansing, continuing down through your hips and into your buttocks and down your legs, your thighs, and your thigh muscles relax more. And as that light continues down through your knees and into your calves, into your ankles and your heels, coming down through the sole of your foot and the ball of your foot and just shooting out your toes. And you feel your body now full of this beautiful white healing light as it's just cleansing every single cell in your body. And now feel as this ball of light is now creating a beautiful cocoon of light around your entire body. A huge ball of divine light. This is your energy. This is your connection. As that light comes through your crown chakra, this is your connection to all that is, to everything, to each other. As you're seeing this light come in, I want you to concentrate on that light being in your heart center. And as you're sitting there, feel your heart opening up like a flower, like a lotus flower. Just feel all of the petals opening up more and more, opening up more to feel that expansion, to feel that energy, and to feel that connection to everything. And at the same time, I want you to go into your third eye and picture a flower there. And picture that there is a flower in your third eye, and that flower is now opening up more and more, opening up your consciousness, opening up that connection into your heart center. And now I want you to go into your power center, your solar plexus, and feel that flower, that lotus flower in your power center, also now opening up even more. And feel a line of light now going from your third eye to your heart center, down to your power center in your solar plexus, and back up to your third eye, making this beautiful connection of light, this beautiful open flow of energy, this beautiful open flow of your divine connection. And what I'd like you to do is now picture yourself in a beautiful meadow or by the beach. Where is that place that's yours, or in the forest? Go to that place that's all yours, that's your special place. And really feel yourself sitting there, not just like you're watching a movie, but that you're actually there. And picture, what do you see there? Are there flowers? Are there trees? Is there water? What are the colors that you're seeing in your space? What does the air feel like on your skin? What sounds are you hearing? Do you hear birds? Do you hear an ocean? Do you hear a brook water running? Do you hear the wind going through the trees? What are the smells like? Do you smell the ocean? Do you smell the trees? Do you smell the flower? What is the scent of the air? How do you feel in this place? Do you feel the peace that comes to you in this space? All things are possible here. And I'd like you to watch as you look off in the distance, and watch as you have a master teacher coming and approaching you. This is your guide. This is your master teacher. This is someone who has an entity, or say, that is fully connected and here to help you. So watch as this master comes closer and closer to you. What do they look like? Are they male? Are they female? Are they human at all? Are they just light? See what form they take. If they're human, what are they wearing? Do you feel a glow around them? And as this master comes and joins you here, what does their energy feel like? We talked earlier about being in the presence of someone in a higher vibration and being able to tune in that vibration. Feel the vibration of that master. And feel your vibration as it tunes into this higher vibration. Feeling this love and this joy and this strength that the master feels. And watch as this master takes you by the hand and shows you in front of you there's a mountain. And he's going to take you to the top of this mountain. And it doesn't matter how you get there. You can fly, you can run, you can skip, you can walk, you can swim up the mountain. But as you get to the top of this mountain, I want you to look over the expanse, the abundance of everything you see, the the abundance of land, the abundance of air. Maybe there's an abundance of water if you're by an ocean. But look at all of the abundance that is out there. And now this master is going to help you connect to your future self. And we're going to work with the future self. That's about 3 years from now. So I want you to look out into the horizon. And as the master is helping you here, showing you all the possible future selves that you can be attracted to, I want you to look as all these future selves appear as light, little pins of light. And I want you to look for the brightest light that you can find. That is your most amazing self. That is your most amazing future self. All of the possibilities of what you want to attract for yourself. Look for that brightest light and call that future self towards you. And watch as you see yourself 3 years from now coming towards you. And notice, what do you look like? Do you seem more fit? Are you smiling? Is there a presence about you, just an energy of joy and love and power? Notice the energy of your future self, your ultimate, perfect, awesome future self, attracting everything that you are desiring. And think big. This is thinking outside of the box. This is going big, because there's no reason you can't have everything you want. So now as you face your future self, I want you to ask them, what does your physical self look like? What is going on with your physical self? What does your body look like? How is your health? How do you feel energetically? Are you slimmer? Are you more muscular? Are you feeling more energy and vibrancy? Is your health just absolutely off the charts, full of vim and vigor and vitality? Do you wake up every morning feeling energized? Are you able to fall asleep easily at night? Are you working out often? Are you just relaxing? And how are you eating? Do you enjoy eating that way? What kind of clothes are you wearing? And again, we are going for our awesome future self, everything that we envision for ourselves. How does your skin look? What color and length is your hair? Really getting into that feeling space, seeing that, feeling that in your body right now. Are you active? Are you going out and doing a lot of things? Are you going for walks or hikes or running or bike riding, skiing, swimming? Feel the vitality in your bones. Feel the energy in your body. You feel stronger than ever. Age has no meaning for you. It's a number. You're looking better than you ever have in your entire life. You're feeling healthier and stronger than you ever have before. And now I want you to ask your future self to show you what your career is like. What are you doing? Are you retired? Are you just enjoying relaxing and traveling? Are you working in a new job? Do you have your own business? You don't even have to know exactly what that is. Just get into the feeling. What is it feeling like? Are you working with people that you really love being around? Are you your own boss? Are you fulfilled by the work that you're doing? Do you feel, how compensated do you feel for the work that you're doing? Is it so joyful that it doesn't even, the word work doesn't even apply to your career? There's so much joy and energy in what you do. You look forward to doing what you do every day. You love telling people about what you're doing. And you love being compensated for that. A beautiful exchange of energy. Feel the satisfaction and the success that you have from doing what you're doing. That sense of accomplishment. That sense of loving what you're doing. Now I want you to ask your future self 3 years from now, what are your finances like? We live in a world where money does matter. And money is just energy. It is an exchange of energy. So what do your finances look like? Do you have a nice amount in your savings account? Picture how you're able to spend money at will on things that you want. And money just flows in so easily and effortlessly. Money just keeps flowing in, and you get to use it and you get to flow it out. This beautiful flow of money coming in and money going out and more money coming in and being able to spend money on trips, or if you want to spend it on cars or house, having all of that financial energy to do all of the things you want, that financial freedom. And again, we're going big. We're going big. We're going limitless. There are no limits. So get into that feeling space of having that financial freedom to do all those things that you want. How does that feel like in your body? Your future self has this, and they are pulling you towards this reality. So now I want you to look and ask your future self, what is your personal relationship to a significant other like? Is there a significant other in your life? Maybe you'd rather not at this time have one. But what if you do want a significant other in your life? What are they like? What are you doing together? Are you married? Are you traveling together? Does this person add to your life, add joy and love to your life? What kind of things do you do together? Do you travel? Do you go to the movies? Do you go dancing? And picture yourself at home with this person. Do you cook together? Do you eat together? Picture yourself waking up in the morning with this person. What's that feeling like? Are you both very affectionate with each other? And then picture your day with this person. Do you both go to work, or do you work from home? Or are you doing a, do you have a business together? Or maybe it's the weekend. What do you do on the weekend together? Maybe you go into the city. Or maybe you go out to the country, go for a drive. Maybe taking a weekend getaway. And what's it like at the end of the day? You're having dinner together. You watch a movie or watch a little TV together. Maybe read together. And then what's it like at the end of the day with this person? Do you cuddle? Do you hold hands? Do you talk? Or just feel what it's like falling asleep next to this person? And how comfortable it is sharing each other's energy. Is this person, are they on the same vibrational level as you are? Do they share in your spiritual beliefs? Just really get into the feeling space of being around that person and what that's like and the love that you share between you and how uplifting you are to each other. And now I'd like you to look at your social life. Look at the friends and family. Who are the friends and family in your life right now? Do you have a lot of friends? Do you have a big circle of friends? Or do you have just a few really close friends? What are they like? Are they uplifting? Are they positive? Do they have a really good high energy? Do you enjoy being around them? Do you uplift each other? Do you raise each other's energies? And how about being with your family? You've done so much evolving in your own life. Do you see your family evolving with you? Do you see them being happier and more connected? And maybe following from your example? What do you do with your friends and your family? Can you picture, maybe you have them over to your house, you go over to their house, go out to the movies together, go out to dinners together. What's that energy like when you get together? Is there a lot of laughter and joy? Maybe you travel with your friends. Just really get into that feeling space of being around them and being around all this wonderful, shared, positive energy. And how grateful you are to have such wonderful people in your life. And finally, ask your future self, what is your spiritual connection like? How connected do you feel? How at peace do you feel? Do you meditate often, or do you just sit still and breathe? Are you taking time for yourself? Are you taking time to just connect with nature, connect with the universe, connect with God, source energy? Connecting with all that is, connecting with everything around you, just feeling the energy of everything around you. Are you able to do that more often? Are you able to go a little bit more deeply? Are you able to find that peace and that love and that inner sense of knowing yourself? And then just get into that feeling space of what that's like. grounded connection, that total sense of peace and serenity that you feel. Now, what I'd like you to do is picture, as your future self is standing in front of you, picture their heart opening up towards your heart center. And as your heart center is already open, watch as the master that is working with you helps you build a bridge, a line of light going from your heart center to the heart center of your future self. And I want you to really feel that connection of energy, that exchange. That future self is you. That is you having everything that you desire, knowing that that is what is waiting for you. That's you. You're connected to you. You have built this bridge to this existence, to this reality. This is your reality. You know this is coming. You've seen it. You've connected with it. You've felt the energy. You now have this line of light between you and your awesome future self that cannot be broken. It is pulling you in that direction. And all you have to do is remember that connection. Just remember this connection that you have with your future self and feel it pulling you towards it. So I want you to let your future self go right now. Let it fade back into the distance, that brilliant light, but feel that tether from your heart center to your future self. It is there. It's not going anywhere. And now I want you to watch as the master puts his hand on your third eye and puts his other hand on your heart center. And watch as he is taking this knowledge and this reality and literally fusing it into your mind, fusing it into your being, fusing it into your connection with your higher self, and feeling it in your heart. He is sealing this reality into your body. This is real. This work you have done is very real. And it is bringing you to that reality. So I want you to thank the master for working with you on this. And then feel yourself as you're now coming off the mountain. And again, you can fly back down to your special place, your meadow, or the forest, or the beach, wherever that is. You can feel yourself skipping, or running, and jumping. And you can come back to that space. And breathe in the air. And breathe in the joy of knowing this is happening. It is all unfolding in the perfect time and in the perfect way. You get to let go of the oars. It's happening. You get to enjoy the ride. You get to be grateful for what's coming, for what has already been there, and for being in the now and enjoying everything around you in this very moment. Because this is your journey. The end has already been written. You've written it. Enjoy the journey. It's happening. Let go of the oars and relax. And feel that peace and joy and gratitude. So holding on to that feeling space, I want you to start coming back into the room that you're in. Feeling your presence a little bit more and more. Feeling the air around you, feeling the chair or the floor that you're sitting on. Feeling your breath in your body a little bit more. Maybe wiggling your fingers and toes a little bit. Taking a deep breath in and exhaling. And taking another deep breath in and exhaling. Wiggling your fingers and toes a little bit more, taking another deep breath in. And feeling the expansion and release. Then when you're ready, you can open your eyes.